Jalapeno, habanero, poblano, tabasco, scotch bonnet. Hot peppers, hugely popular. But which pepper is the hottest of them all? Drum roll, please. According to the Chili Pepper Institute, yes, there is such a thing at New Mexico State University, the Trinidad Moruga scorpion pepper has ousted the boot jalokia from the top spot. Not everyone is happy. Here to talk about her findings is Denise Kuhn, senior research specialist at the Chili Institute. And Denise, so how hot is it? We read that you and your researchers were harvesting this Trinidad Moruga scorpion pepper, and in so doing, burned through your glove. So what happened?
It was myself and a couple of other students, and we were harvesting all of the fruits from certain plants, and we were, of course, wearing latex gloves. That's what we always do to keep the oils from penetrating our skin. And about a half an hour into it, I noticed that my hands were burning. And so I took off my gloves and replaced them and realized after another hour or so that it was getting worse and worse. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, there's no scientific evidence backing this up because we didn't have the gloves tested or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure that capsaicin from those super hot peppers was definitely penetrating that latex and getting onto our skin, because all of us ended up having burning hands.
Well, okay, so we can't even touch them, they're that hot. But then how do you test them? It's not by people tasting it, because everyone has different taste buds. That wouldn't work.
Correct.
So tell us about, you mentioned capsaicins, and there's also something called a Scoville unit, a unit of measurement. How do you test them?
Well, back in the day, the Scoville heat unit was developed by a scientist by the name of Wilbur Scoville. And back then, I think it was, a long time ago. I'm not sure exactly the date. But he had human taste testers, and it was an organoleptic test, so people did the taste testing. Well, over the years, he realized that people's tastes are different, people's thresholds are different, that sort of thing. And many years ago, a scientist created a machine called an HPLC machine, and it stands for High Performance Liquid Chromatography. And what that machine does is it actually takes the scientist's chili sample, runs it through the machine, and counts how many capsaicinoids are in that sample.
And capsaicinoids are?
Part of capsaicin. There are 25 different capsaicinoids that make up capsaicin.
And capsaicin is?
The chemical that makes chili peppers hot. Right. It's actually an alkaloid.
And what are the effects of capsaicins? Because, you know, you hear of medication that you have capsaicins in cream and you can rub on arthritic, bones and stuff. What does capsaicin do?
Well, what it does is it makes your brain think that wherever the oil has penetrated the skin, it makes your brain think it's on fire. It's the same nerve receptors that feel heat. So what happens is your body tends to release endorphins whenever it feels that for pain. And that's why it's perfect for arthritis creams and muscle aching creams and things like that, because your body will release its own endorphins to combat what it's thinking is pain from fire.
And it's also perfect for people who want to test themselves, you know, by eating hot peppers. So you test these, and you get the Scoville heat units, the number of capsaicins. Mm-hmm. And we understand that the number of Scoville units in a Trinidad Moruga scorpion was like something like 400 times hotter than a jalapeno?
Exactly. It came out to just over 2 million Scoville heat units. And that was what we did was we did scientific replicated trials. And the mean of all of the peppers that we harvested from the Trinidad Moruga scorpion was just at about 1.4 million. However, we had a couple of different plants that we harvested all of the fruits off of, and those, and on two different occasions, two separate plants came out over 2 million Scoville heat units.
Wow. I mean, I have read that that's like, pepper spray, the thing that you would like spray on someone to kill them or, you know, at least make them back down.
Ward off charging bears, you know, those sorts of things. Yes, it's the same amount of capsaicin that's used in police-grade pepper spray.
Oh, my gosh. But this is part of the diet in Trinidad, do I understand?
Yeah, they eat these peppers as part of their cuisine, as part of the culture there. And they've been, you know, these types of super hots have been grown in Trinidad and Tobago for years and years, and they're known as landrace chilies.
A couple things. First of all, there's some controversy here. The Hindustan Times published an article saying that the Chili Pepper Institute, profits from this new record holder because the institute is in part funded by growers who will make money on this hot new product. You know, as one grower said in this AP article, it's like Cabbage Patch dolls before Christmas, that people will want to get it now because you've declared it the record holder. So here's your chance to clear the air. Do you profit, or does someone profit from this because you're funded by the makers of this or the growers of this?
Well, first of all, I just want to make it clear that we were never contacted or asked any questions about it before that story was published. And then second of all, the Chili Pepper Institute is a nonprofit organization, and we are purely a scientific research organization within New Mexico State University. We were told through lots of different sources that there were these super hot chilies out there that were hotter than, you know, the Bujolokia, hotter than some of these others that people were saying were crazy hot. And so we obtained some seed samples and completely unbiased. We had no idea that this particular pepper was going to come out to be that hot. So much that no idea that we have absolutely no seeds to sell, and we're getting calls and calls from people going, we want seeds, and we go, we don't have any.
Well, why would they? I mean, this is where I don't understand things. Is it dangerous if somebody's just feeling, you know, competitive and they decide to pop one of these? Can you get sick?
I think what happens a lot of times is it's more of a mental response. I've noticed in like fiery food shows and where people try these super hot things or try things that are made with the extract that are insanely hot, that they feel the heat, they feel the pain. It doesn't go away right away, so they start to kind of freak out because they're not sure the pain's going to go away. And I've seen a lot of people start to hyperventilate or have anxiety attacks because they don't think that the pain is going to go away, which it eventually will. And there's lots of things that people can do to make it go away a little faster, but I think that's more of the response. I mean, if you were to get that much capsaicin in your eyes, it would be extremely painful. It can actually blister the skin if it's that hot. So you have to be really careful around peppers that are that hot, but it's not hot enough to kill anyone unless it's a mental response.
Well, and then one last question. Was one of the callers for the seeds, did he sound an awful lot like NPR Scott Simon, maybe masking his voice? Because he loves these hot things.
You know, it could have been. We've had probably about 150 phone calls a day since, oh gosh, I want to say the 15th or 16th when the story first broke.
Have everybody want to be the first on their block to try
it.
Well, again, the new holder of the title of Hottest Pepper is the Trinidad Moruga Scorpion. As so decrees the Chili Pepper Institute at New Mexico State University. By the way, have you tried it?
No. Kind of inadvertently. I was cleaning seed, and I ended up grabbing a piece of gum and popping it in my mouth, and some of the oils from the seed got onto the gum, and so I had pretty hot gum there for a few minutes.
Ow.
But
you said there's things people can do. What can you do if you popped a pepper and it's way too hot, even if it's the old Bujolokia?
Right. You can absolutely eat any dairy product. Dairy has a protein called casein that actually breaks the binding site between your skin receptor and the capsaicinoids.
I will carry a bottle of milk with me. Denise, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, Denise Kuhn of the Chili Pepper Institute at New Mexico State University. Check out pepper pictures at hereandnow.org. Southern California wants to be Western New York. Hey, we sent some new listeners out there in my favorite part of the world, upstate New York, although you'd probably call it Western New York, the Niagara Frontier, and yourselves, Buffalonians. In any event, it's great to be heard on both 88.7 FM WBFO and AM 970 WNED in Buffalo, New York, two great public radio stations that are now one. Hi, Hitesh's mom. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com. Western New York.
PRI, Public Radio International.